Hello, everyone, and welcome into your latest episode of Nothing But Bets. I am your host, Evan Sidery. I'm the national NBA reporter, Phoenix Suns beat writer, and local gambling insider for basketballnews.com. We're detailing an early Saturday afternoon to go over a great slate of NBA action today. And also, I want to do a quick preview against the spread as well of the Final Four today. Two great matchups, four blue bloods, in my opinion, Villanova versus Kansas, and then closing it out, historic rivalry between Duke and North Carolina in the Final Four. So we'll do both those picks against the spread, closing it out later on. But also, I want to go over our three games in the meantime today that are really star-studded. There is a lot of intrigue in all three of these matchups. You have the Hawks versus Nets, the Heat versus Bulls, and the Jazz versus Warriors. Before we get started into all that good action, let's go ahead and go over our sponsor of today's show, which is BasketballNews.com and the BasketballNews.com Podcast Network. Make sure you subscribe to all of our great podcasts around BasketballNews.com, the Dunker Spot and the Kaius Duncan, they're keeping 94 with Spencer Davies. We have the Rex Chapman Show as well. So many great podcasts that cover so many different platforms over on the BasketballNews.com Podcast Network. So make sure you're subscribed to BasketballNews.com and all the other podcasts on there. And also make sure you read BasketballNews.com every single day. We're your one-stop shop for everything NBA and basketball itself. So appreciate everyone listening in to the podcast. Let's go ahead and dive in first to the NBA action. And as I mentioned, close it out here going over our two picks against the spread for the Final Four tonight in New Orleans. Our first game up, though, is the Brooklyn Nets at the Atlanta Hawks. The Nets are 2-point favorites today in Atlanta against Trae Young and the Hawks. Trae Young has been on fire lately. If you've been betting him from a player prop perspective, you're on fire right now. Same goes for Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, though. I think two obviously is greater than one, though. I think we're going to see a very entertaining back-and-forth matchup tonight, a lot of points in my opinion. I think in the end, though, Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant is too much for Trae Young and the Hawks. I think Trae Young goes for like 35 or 40 points tonight, but I think KD and Kyrie both go for like 28 to 35 or something along those lines. Both those guys get it done on the road in Atlanta. This Hawks team is finding a good groove, though, before the beginning of this playoff push. They're firmly in the play-in position right now. This Hawks team with Trae Young really can make a run. Trae Young is averaging over 30-plus points the last month-plus of the season. Just incredible what he's doing right now. But in the end, I'm going to go with Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, and the Brooklyn Nets. So let's lock in Nets -2 over the Hawks in Atlanta and move on to our next game here. The Miami Heat at the Chicago Bulls. The Heat are 2-point favorites today on the road in Chicago against the Bulls. This is a matchup to me where I have been waffling back and forth on it. I could easily see a big game for DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine. Nikola Vucevic could have a good game against Bam Adebayo. But in the end, I think we see Jimmy Butler, Tyler Hero, and Bam Adebayo have really big games for Miami. I think they go toe-to-toe with Chicago. It's a very evenly matched game. But in the end, I expect a good offensive game from Jimmy Butler. I think Tyler Hero steps up in a bigger role. And I think Bam Adebayo proves why he's probably going to win the Defensive Player of the Year today as well. And a big matchup down low against guys like LaVine and DeRozan around the rim on drives and also Nikola Vucevic. So I think we see the Heat win this one. It'll be a very close game. But in the end, I'm going to go with the Heat -2 to cover the spread on the road in Chicago. So let's lock in Heat -2 and go over to our final NBA game tonight, the Utah Jazz at the Golden State Warriors. The Jazz are 2-point favorites on the road in San Francisco against the Warriors. Still no Stephen Curry as well for Golden State. This is a game to me where I feel pretty confident in the Utah Jazz as 2-point favorites on the road to cover that spread because Donovan Mitchell's been playing great as of late for the Jazz. Obviously, the Jazz have great shooters and great role players like Bojan Bogdanovic, Royce O'Neal, Jordan Clarkson, Rudy Gay. This Jazz team is set up well for a deep postseason run. The question is, will they finally follow through on it? But I think Donovan Mitchell tonight against the Warriors has a huge game. Obviously, Klay Thompson probably gets the assignment on him. Jordan Poole as well will be playing in this one for the Warriors and no Stephen Curry in a bigger role. I think the big X factor, though, here is Rudy Gobert. Gobert has been a player that when he's locked in defensively and you can drive around the rim, that offense becomes very one-dimensional and very stagnant very quickly. And that's what happens today with no Stephen Curry for the Warriors. I think we see a lot of Klay Thompson three-pointers, and we see a lot of Andrew Wiggins and Draymond Green shot attempts to get around Rudy Gobert. In the end, it does not work out, though. I think we see this Jazz team get an impressive win on the road today in Golden State. So we're going to lock in Jazz -2 over the Warriors for our end of our NBA slate. So here's our three games against the spread for the NBA. Nets -2 over the Hawks in Atlanta. Heat -2 over the Bulls in Chicago, and Jazz -2 over the Warriors in San Francisco as well. So all three teams favor on the road today. I think all three will win and eventually cover the spread. But let's go over now and close things out with the Final Four. Favorite time of the year has been March Madness, watching all these games over the past month of the season. Just incredible, all the parity that happens within the college basketball. But I want to quickly go over our picks against the spread as well, closing this out. And it's first up is Villanova versus Kansas. Obviously, the games are in New Orleans today for the Final Four. Kansas is a 4-point favorite over Villanova. I have a weird feeling that we see Villanova win this game outright. Just a feeling on my part. But I think 4 points is just too much for this matchup. Jay Wright has flirted with the NBA before in the past. He has a lot of ready-made pro players that know their role, that can shoot, that can defend, that are versatile on both ends of the court. Kansas really relies an awful lot on Remy Martin, the former Arizona State product, to get their offense going as a sixth man. A couple good freshmen on Kansas as well. But I have a feeling that we see Villanova win this one tonight at plus 164 money line. That's a really good dart throw to make. But as far as the point spread goes, I think plus 4 is way too many points in favor of the Jayhawks. I think when they do play tonight, I think it will be in the end a one possession game, like 2 or 3 points max that the end score is by. I think Villanova here at plus 4 is a lock of the day. If you want to sprinkle on the plus 164 money line, more than welcome to. I might be doing that here myself. But as far as just straight against the points here, I do believe we see Villanova really cover the spread, make it a one possession game in the end. I don't see a 4 point or more loss. I think Jay Wright has his group locked in today. I think they make a lot of shots. I think they defend well. I think they stymie Remy Martin and a couple of the Jayhawk freshmen as well to make it a very grinded out, slow paced game. So I love in this matchup, Villanova at plus 4. I think that easily hits here and covers, and it could possibly win outright if you want to bet the underdog there as well. So let's lock in. Villanova plus 4 is a best bet of the day here on Nothing But Bets. And now let's close it out here with the best rivalry in college basketball, now meeting for the first time ever in the Final Four, the Duke Blue Devils versus the North Carolina Tar Heels. The Blue Devils of Duke are 4-point favorites today over the Tar Heels. This has been what a ride it's been, honestly, for Duke and Carolina to get here. Duke, obviously, with Paolo Banchero, potential number one overall pick, a locked top 5 pick in this year's draft, leading this Duke team this year. A couple other impressive guys like Mark Williams down low for Duke, but it's not really a loaded Duke team, so to say. It's really just a lot of role players, Paolo Banchero there as well. This is Mike Krzyzewski, Coach K's last swan song, his last season with Duke. He announced that before the season started. And what a way it would be if North Carolina and Duke face off in the Final Four in Coach K's final run and Duke wins that game. I think that's what's going to happen here. I think we see Paolo Banchero again prove why the steam around him going number one overall is continuing to rise. He's a legit NBA player from day one that gives you like 16, 17 points per game and potentially a 25 plus point per game score. Banchero is the best player left in this tournament by far, in my opinion. I think we see Paolo go off tonight. So I'm going to take the Duke Blue Devils here to win and cover the 4-point spread. North Carolina is a great story. 8 seed making it all the way to the Final Four. They pull off an upset in the second round against Baylor. And then also they meet up with St. Peter's in the Elite Eight, the 15th seed that made that magical run. So they get an easier matchup then. But this will be a very tough one, very intense, prideful game with this such an historic rivalry on the line for this one, with all the marbles on the table as well. But in the end, I do believe that we see Paolo Banchero go off tonight for Duke, and the Blue Devils win this game and cover the 4-point spread. I think they win by about 6 or 7 points tonight. So let's go ahead and lock in the Duke Blue Devils at minus 4 to cover that spread. And wrapping this up here again, we have Villanova plus 4 over Kansas and Duke minus 4 over North Carolina. And for fun, if you want to throw in our picks against the spread and a parlay on a bet slip, like a 5-leg parlay, our 3 NBA picks today and our 2 Final Four picks, this 5-leg parlay just against the spread for these 5 teams would pay out plus 2405, plus 2405 odds. Bet $100 on that, you win back $2,400. So if you want to get on the action with us today, you can go ahead and build a parlay out of this one. But in the meantime, I appreciate, as always, giving me the time to go over my picks against the spread. Sometimes do some player props mixed in as well here on Nothing But Bets. And we do every single day, Sunday through Sunday, to give you the NBA betting edge for tip-off, giving my predictions that are really on fire as of late. So appreciate everyone listening in, as always, to the podcast. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. Make sure you always subscribe to the BasketballNews.com podcast network and BasketballNews.com. In the meantime, make sure you lock in your bets for a great Saturday slate in the association and in the Final Four. And happy betting to you.